Welcome back in the hall, episode 85. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode, the part two with Gary and Lindsay, recorded out in Los Angeles. Very fun time. Easily top 10 episodes so far on this show. I got a targeted ad today for a company called InkPay. Their slogan is Ink Now, Pay Later. It's a company that finances tattoos. Finance your dream tattoo from $1,500 to $30,000 plus. I had no idea this was a thing. I didn't know you could finance a tattoo. What happens if you miss a payment on your $30,000 dream tattoo? Does a black van pull up and they do a forced laser removal surgery? Just that ka, 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 ka. That's what that tattoo removal sounds like. It's like ka, 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 ka. Crazy, man. Yeah, what happens if you miss a payment on a tattoo? They don't remove it. What, does your credit go down? Ooh. I'm pretty sure the person financing a tattoo isn't worried about their credit score. They're like, oh, my credit went down 30 points? That doesn't matter. I'm in a biker gang. Come take the skull and crossbones off my back since I missed. It's been 90 days. Oh, is my tattoo in collections? Give us back our tattoo. That is an odd way to build credit. Someone's like, oh, I'm about to buy a house soon. I just need to make two more payments on this ass tattoo. I got a butterfly on my ass, and now I have perfect credit. I made 36 payments on my tramp stamp, and now I can get that small business loan I've always wanted. It's been going on with you. I got an Xbox on Craigslist and a Facebook Marketplace. Chip was like, dude, no one uses Craigslist anymore. It's all about Facebook Marketplace. So I have an Xbox One on there for $200. And I'm getting the weirdest I'm being inquired about the Xbox. People are hitting the ad, but they're asking for trades. They're like, hey, are you willing to trade? I go, yeah, I'm trading an Xbox for $200 cash. That's the trade. One guy was like, oh, I have a really nice gaming computer. I go, that's cool. Then I'm going to sell that as well. I'm looking for cash here. It says $200 cash. I'm getting offers for trades every day. You know the economy's bad when no one has $200 lying around? One guy was like, I got a used microwave. I don't want your microwave. I mean, I'm about to take weed at this point. Something of similar value. Do I want a computer? No. Yeah, you know the economy's doing bad when people have to give up their George Foreman to play Grand Theft Auto. I'll take a gas card. That's about it. I had a show this week downtown Orlando, right across from the Magic game. The game lets out, and the show just gets packed because it's in a bar. It was already kind of full. And then probably about 15 minutes before I go on, just a horde of people wearing Magic jerseys and hats come pouring in, and it's just rowdy because they don't give, they're seven beers in, they don't care about the comedy show that's going on, so they just come in and disrupt the whole thing, and everyone's just bombing because they don't know how to, you know. That's the thing about, the good thing about New York is that was standard in the bar shows, is you're fighting against the Yankee game and you're trying to do comedy while people are watching the New York Giants and they're like, hey, I'm trying to watch the fucking game over here. So you're competing with that. And then it becomes an art form to get everyone to be quiet and listen to the bullshit that you're saying. And so I go up there. It's just out of control. Probably the most fun I've had in a while. I almost like the rowdy rooms. They're more rewarding, let's just say, than a... When you're coming up as a comic, you're like, man, I'm doing all these bar shows and these open mics. And you're like, if only I could get a show at a comedy club where people come and actually pay to see the show. And then after you do that for a while, you do a bar show. And it's just more of a rewarding win when you get everyone on your side. You just get up there and just start picking people out of the crowd. You know, I hope the fucking Magic lost. You just get up there and just rip. And I ended up doing some new material that went real well, actually. So that was cool. And then I saw the homeless guy from the week before that I gave a 20 to. He was buying crack. I was walking by him, and he was talking to the dealer. And the dealer was like, man, I can't give you it right here. There's too many people. And I was just like, oh, boy. Hopefully that's my 20 that he's using. You know, every now and then I got to break off a 20 to a homeless guy. But you hope they use it for food. But crack works, too. I'm looking at the dealer. I'm like, yeah, he's probably got, you know, he's probably got child support. You know, it's the cycle of life. It's the economy. You know, you got to give the crackhead a 20. He's going to give it to the crack dealer. Crack dealer's got to, you know, he's probably got to feed his kids. You know, everybody's got to make money. So I hope it was some good crack. But man, the guy on stage, he died a slow death before I got on. It's so loud in there. And the first thing he says is, I saw a really neat indie flick on Netflix. And I was like, oh, you're done. It's over. And then like 10 minutes later, he did an orgasm joke and he just goes, oh, I'm coming. And then everybody at the bar was like, whoa, what? What is happening right now? But yeah, you just got to get, the first line is crucial to your success in a room like that. You either sink or swim very fast. Driving all over the state again this week. And man, you leave about, you drive 15 minutes outside of Orlando, and it gets, you know, it is just country. And Chip and I stopped at this gas station, and this lady was in there, and she was complaining that the app Gas Buddy had a different price than the gas station had advertised. So if you don't know this, there's this app Gas Buddy. It shows the price of gas in, like, a certain radius. So within 10 miles, these are all the prices of the gas stations, and you can pick which one. To me, it's kind of stupid. You know, if I'm going to save $3, but the gas station's across town, I'm just going to pump where I'm at. So it's just not worth it to go through traffic to save 15 cents a gallon. So this lady comes in, and she's yelling at the clerk. She goes, Gas Buddy said it was $3.99, and when I get here, it's $4.19. And the clerk was like, my friend, I don't give fuck what Gas Buddy says. It's $4.19 here. You buy gas or you leave. You buy gas, you leave, I don't care. Get out of store. And I was like, oh shit, I hid behind the Slim Jims because I'm like, I know they're both armed. It's wild out here. And there was this RV park right next to the gas station. Now, it's called an RV park. It's the scam. You know, they try to trick you with words. Like, everything is a luxury apartment. This is a luxury building. You know, why? Because it has carpet. Well, awesome. That's worth paying $2,000 a month. You know, so they'll do that with trailer parks. They'll put RV park, RV resort. And you're like, I don't know. That's a lot of duct tape. A lot of stray cats in that resort. I don't know. The word resort's getting thrown around a lot in Florida, a little bit too loosely. Nothing says resort like an above ground pool with duct tape on it. So it was this trailer park, and there was a lot of tents in there, too. I peeked over, and I was just like, it was probably an Airbnb. There's some scary Airbnbs out there. I've seen boats on Airbnb. We're like, oh, yeah, you can stay two nights for $50. And you're like, there's not even a bathroom on that boat. It's a canoe. Like, what is this? I've seen tents on Airbnb, $20 a night for a tent. Sounds like a trap. 2 a.m, you just hear zzz, zzz, and you're like, oh shit. Oh no. This is the beginning of every Dateline 2020 or whatever show that is about murder. One of the 1,000 shows. Someone just coming into your tent that you paid online for. Like, well, I paid a cleaning fee. Get out of here. And what is the cleaning fee on a tent? Does a maid show up? I doubt it. It's disgusting. So I don't know why, but I had to look at the reviews for the Villager RV Park. And we have a review here from Steve Evans, who doesn't recommend the Villager RV Park. And I gotta say, this review made my day. Steve writes, "This is a trailer park slum. The management is dishonest and divisive. In the short period of time we stayed, the police emergencies were regular for drunken tenants passed out in the road, cars running into motorhomes, drunken tenants beating their spouse, drug overdoses. One tenant even attempted suicide by filling their motorhome with propane." Oh, shit. Any good ratings had to be from overnighters. If you can't afford a more expensive hellhole than this, I would advise staying home. Now, Steve was a sucker because he fell for the title of RV park. He's driving through Florida with his family, and he goes, oh, here's an RV park. It's the closest one to us. Let's stay here for the night. And he doesn't know that the quote-unquote overnighters are lifers. These are people that live there full-time. They don't come and go, okay? This is their nest egg, all right? This is where they live full-time. Oh, this poor guy, dude. He probably pulled in with his family. There's a tenant just laying in the road. Some guy's beating his wife. And he's like, oh, I guess we'll stay here for the night, kids. Guy in the trailer next to him's just filling his trailer with propane, just trying to blow the whole thing up. Oh, my gosh. And then right underneath it is Robert John Wimsatt. He writes, really nice people here. Great place. Very accommodating. I would recommend it to anyone looking for a quiet, friendly place. Yeah. Robert's probably the guy that's fucking crashing into people's trailers. He's beating his wife. Yes, I love this place. Hold still. Oh, so I don't know what just told me, but I'm like, I gotta look up the reviews, and you know, I can confirm that Steve is probably right. There are probably, it's just some Waffle House cook coming home crashing into somebody's house that's also on wheels. I might have to just look at reviews for every RV park in Florida. I bet this isn't even the craziest one. Good gosh. Then we got the Brittany Griner story. I don't know if you guys heard, the WNBA star has been detained in Russia. So Brittany, she plays in the WNBA in America. And then in the offseason, she plays in Russia where she gets paid $1 million a year, which is, they said it was like five times her WNBA salary, which is crazy. She tried to smuggle in what they're saying is hashish oil, which no one says that. It's she brought in vape cartridges, weed, cannabis oil, hashish oil. Yeah, she got arrested, man. She's being detained. So they're trying to blow this story up, but I don't think enough people care. You know, it's a WNBA star. If they had LeBron and Curry, I'm sure SEAL Team 6 would have already been over there with the Black Ops rescue mission. But she's a WNBA star. Quite frankly, Russia could hold the entire WNBA hostage and the women's soccer team, and I don't think anyone would bat an eye. Which is sad to say, but I mean, this is just, it is what it is. So yeah, I mean, I hope she gets released and comes back, because that's crazy, dude, having a couple vape cartridges and now you're being held in Russia. You're like, shit, I brought vape oil and you guys are letting Snowden chill over here? That's like North Korea calling about a bobsledder. We have one of your bobsledders. We have a bobsledder hostage. The general in our military is like, what? You have a what hostage? We have a sledder. One of your bobsledders. Like, yeah, you can keep him. If you had Tom Brady, we'd fucking fire missiles. But you can keep our, what's the new sport they have on there? Cornhole? Fucking beanbag toss on ESPN? Yeah, you can keep all of them. We have your cornhole champion. Yeah, go ahead and execute him. We care about like four sports in this country. We don't even care about baseball anymore. It's just football, basketball, and then now the UFC. MMA, I should say. People hate when you say UFC. It's not called UFC. It's called mixed martial arts. And we'll wrap it up here, man. Everybody's been asking me my take on Ukraine, Russia. If you're just now listening to the show, I posted a ton of stuff during the pandemic, which caused my following to get chopped in half. I had about 16,000 followers on Instagram. We're now hovering at about 8,000, on the way to 9,000. And yeah, I kind of went full Alex Jones, and people are still expecting that. They're like, oh, why don't you talk about more, you know, more conspiracy-esque stuff, as you would call it, truth. because I'm trying to build an audience. You know, it's hard to build a following when you start talking about Operation Paperclip. You know, when you put on your Instagram story that NASA was mainly developed by the Nazis, it's funny how your audience dips. Yeah, NASA was founded by the Nazis, but not the fake ones either. You know, not the ones that shave their head and get tiki torches from Home Depot. All right, those aren't real Nazis. Knock it off. I'm so sick of people going, oh, there was like some Nazis in Orlando the other day. And I go, Nazis don't drive Chevys. Okay, Hitler had a fucking Mercedes. You got to be in a certain tax bracket to even be considered a Nazi. And these aren't my rules either. All right? These are my grandpa's. So people have been asking me, Sean, what is your take on the Russia-Ukraine situation? And my take is I grew up in Florida. All right, that's our show. You guys have a good night. No, I mean, it's... you want my take on Russia, Ukraine? They're probably lying to us. They just got finished lying to us about COVID. And now they're going to start lying to us about this. Okay, as soon as the mainstream media jumps on something, you know, hey, this is how you all should think all at the same time. When corporations start changing their logo and their colors and the flags and all that, raises a red flag in my mind. So my take on Russia-Ukraine is we're probably being lied to. All right, you guys, thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. Yeah, I don't know, man. All I know is that if I had geography with you in the seventh grade and you couldn't point out, if you didn't know where all 50 states were located, you should have no business speaking on the Ukraine-Russia conflict. If you didn't know that Alabama was connected to Florida, I don't think you can talk about Ukraine. Okay, Nick, this kid I sat next to in the seventh grade, he was like, oh, I had no idea Texas was that big. And now he's posting paragraph after paragraph about the Ukraine. And I go, bro, you've never been north of Tampa. Okay. Holy shit. You shotgun Bud Light and fish for bass on the weekends. Let me hear your take on NATO. All right, episode 85, everybody. Shout out to Trill Trees. Get it at Litco, downtown Los Angeles. At I'm Sean Madden on all social medias. We have the audio version and the video version of this show. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And yeah, we'll do this every week. Looks like Sundays. We'll record Saturday and it will be released Sunday. That'll be the new move. Just got a new table, so we'll have some guests on. You wanna
smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
This joke's not gonna go well.